Praise God. Well, I want to thank you for being here for day two of our miracle service with Brother Chris D'Amico. And I want you to know something that we're excited about last night and we're excited about tonight. And then I almost forgot to mention that he will be back with us Sunday night at 6:30. So give the Lord a hand clap. So I pray that you enjoyed last night and you're ready to go for night two. So we're going to step right into worship tonight and just let God open your heart. Be expecting, because you will receive in this service. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, we just worship you tonight. We thank you that you are the God that you are and that you love us. Hallelujah.
Never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in.
You pull me in close.
Pull me in close, pull me in.
Yes. You never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus, we thank you that you never let go, that we can trust you no matter what, Lord God. In the midst of everything, Lord God, everything, Lord, there.
Nothing stories that proved your faithfulness. And I've seen miracles my mind can comprehend. And there's beauty in what I can't understand. Jesus, it's you. Jesus, it's you. Sing that again. I've lived stories that proved your faithfulness. And I've seen miracles my mind can comprehend. And there is beauty in what I can't understand. Jesus, it's you. Jesus, it's you. And I believe. You're the wonder-working God. You're the wonder-working God. All the miracles I've seen, it's too good to not believe. You're the wonder-working God. And you heal because you love. All the miracles we'll see, it's too good to not believe. You're the wonder-working God. Don't stop telling me you can't do it. Don't you tell me. see real life resurrection. I see mental health restored. Don't you tell me can't do it. Don't you tell me can't do it. I see families reunited. I see prodigals return. Don't you tell me can't do it. Don't you tell me can't do it. I see troubled souls delivered. I see addicts finally pray. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me. I see trouble.
Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen trouble.
because you love. Oh, miracles we'll see. It's too good to not believe. It's too good to not believe. It's too good to not believe.
I've seen bodies raised. I have seen families reunited. Lord God, I have seen eyes open, ears open. I have seen a woman in so much pain she couldn't be touched. And you reached down and you healed her. And I saw the pain leave her face. And all of a sudden, a woman that couldn't hardly walk and couldn't be touched started running up some stairs because you had healed her so radically. Here when there was a baby that declared that they had AIDS, and the doctors kept searching and searching and searching and testing, only to find out that that baby does no longer have AIDS. I saw you heal that baby, Lord. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen it. And don't you tell me it's not for today. I've seen it.
Lord, we believe you today. Hallelujah. We believe you are who you say you are. We believe that signs, miracles, and wonders flows through you because you went to the right hand of the Father for us. You did it. We get to do it, Lord God. I believe you're in this place tonight, moving amongst your people already. I believe you're touching. Lord, let those that are blind right now to your word and to your kingdom, let the blinders come off right now. Even by live stream, let the blinders come off. Let them hear you clearly. Let them see who you are today clearly. Father, we just thank you. Oh, we give this service over to you. You do it, Lord. Do what you do. Hallelujah. Father, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We are excited about what God is going to do. Amen. We've already felt the presence in the Lord just in our worship time here. And what we're going to do tonight is I'm going to go ahead and first of all, I'll release the children to go to Children's Church so that they can have a good evening. Amen. Praise God. Most of them were laying on the floor last night. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And isn't that great to see God move? I tell you what, we're going to take just a few minutes to take up the offering tonight. And we're going to take this offering up for Brother Chris. And, you know, the Bible says that when you receive a prophet, you can receive a prophet's reward. Amen. And he certainly has come with a strong prophetic voice for this house. Amen. And we have had the word confirmed with signs and wonders following. So tonight, I want to remind you that the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, that if you sow sparingly, you shall reap sparingly, but if you sow bountifully, you shall reap bountifully. The Bible also reminds us that God loves a cheerful giver, and that when we are cheerful givers, the Lord says he can make all grace abound unto us so that we would have to give to every good work. Amen. And I just tell you what, that the Lord is just waiting for you to release something so he can have a moment of faith with you to do what he would like to do. Amen? So we are just going to honor Brother Chris with this offering tonight. And I'm going to have the guys bring the buckets up. And then I'm going to pray. And we're going to take up this offering. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you that as people come and release this seed tonight, Father, that God, it is supernaturally touched by you, Lord. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, God, that every seed that is released tonight will be touched, God, and you will bring it to pass, God, and you will bring great things into people's lives, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for this night, and we thank you for the ministry that's coming forth, God, and we just give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Please bring your offering to the front. God. Now, we are so thankful tonight to have Brother Chris with us. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I want you to know that he prays and he really seeks God. And when he comes, he's given 100% of himself to be available to see what the Lord will do. Amen. And so we're very thankful to have him be with us tonight and to bring forth the word and to just have this opportunity for God to move in our life in a great way. Amen? So for no further ado, we're going to have Brother Chris come, and he's going to just bless us tonight. Amen? He's going to bring a stand down for you.
Go ahead, you can stand up and greet a few people.
Yeah,
are we good?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. All right. There's the power. Hallelujah. Absolutely remarkable night we're going to have tonight. We welcome those that are here and those that are watching online. We welcome you as well. And we love you tonight. Praise the Lord. You can be seated. Go ahead. You know, in 37 years of full-time ministry, you've got a lot of things that you study throughout the years. You know, I always say if you take time to put the Word of God in your heart when you don't need it, it'll be there when you do need it. Amen. And, you know, Psalms 119, verse 11, well, let's go back to verse 8, said, how can a young man keep his way pure? Well, that'd be ladies. Praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. Amen. There you go. Amen. We bind the enemy right now over every hindrance of the service tonight. So as I was saying, you know, David said in Psalms 119 in verse 9, he said, how can a young man or young woman, ladies included, or an old woman or older man, keep his way pure? By keeping according to thy word. Verse 11, now notice what he said. The word, everybody say the word. Have I hid in my heart that I wouldn't sin against you? So, Well, I've been a Christian, I don't know how many years, but through the years of full-time ministry, you endeavor to put the scriptures on the inside so that which God wants to bring up on the inside during services. New Testament ministry is ministry that's led by the Spirit. And of course, you know, if I take time to pray long hours in the Spirit over a service, now there's specific needs that exist in the lives of every one of you. And so, if I just get up and give you a good sermon in a specific way, it's good, it's all good, and we need to do those types of things and plan, but these are special services. And with special services, you have special encounters, and you need to follow the Spirit for the services. Amen? Amen. How many of you will hook up with us and just flow with what God wants? Amen? Yes. I want to encourage you tonight to be just be free to move with God. If God calls your number, puts something on your heart, the Spirit of God begins to put His hand on something, move with it. Don't be stubborn. Don't get in fear. Don't let the enemy try to hinder you. I mean, as soon as I clicked on, the mic goes off. See, the enemy wants to stop the ministry of Jesus, but he's a loser. Amen? And so we're just going to get at it tonight and have a wonderful time. How many of you love your pastors? Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap for them. Praise the Lord. And like we said last night, we touched on a few different things that you'll never develop in that which God's called you to do unless you have pastors in your life that speak into your life. And if I were you, I'd be real smart about it and honor them and, you know, just respect factor. Always be respectful towards the office of the pastors. Amen? Or any office for that matter. Amen? Praise the Lord. Isn't that good? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Did everybody have a good day today? Amen. If you didn't, it's okay too. We've all had tough days, right? Praise the Lord. Looks like these three are hot over there. Are you guys hot? All right. Were you doing something up there? Were you up there? You're just hot. Okay. Why don't you go step outside and just get cooled down real fast? I'm just kidding. Hallelujah. All right. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight. I can't tell you how much I love your pastors. I just love these two up here, and they're so special. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, tonight we lift up the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of the glory of God. Things in heaven, things in the earth, and things under the earth, you said if you be lifted up, we'll draw men to you. Not our name, not our ministry, but the ministry of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. And Father, I humble myself for a few minutes here under the mighty hand of God that you may lift up, exalt your purpose in this meeting. We know, again, if you be lifted up, we'll draw all men to you. So we point the people to Jesus, the head of the church, who forever lives, seated at the right hand of the Father. And Lord, we'll not touch your glory, we'll not touch your honor. We want to exalt your name and lift you up tonight and glorify you, the King of kings and Lord of lords. All the earth shall rejoice and lift their voice in synchrony to give glory and honor to Jesus of Nazareth, the soon coming King, who died, went to hell, and the third day was resurrected and brought many sons unto glory. And then, Father, I thank you for every precious saint that's here tonight. We just love them, God. We love them with your love tonight. We thank you in Jeremiah 29:11. You know the plans you have for them. Not plans for calamity, for evil, but for a future and a hope and an expected end. We thank you. You said the steps of a good man and woman are ordered of the Lord, and they're delighting in your ways. We thank you for Psalms 23. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. You're leading us in past green pastures. You're leading us in just by still waters. The Lord, you're restoring our soul. You're renewing our mind and leading us in the paths of righteousness for your namesake. And yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we'll fear no evil, Lord, for you're with us tonight and always. You're preparing a table in the presence of our enemies, and our cup is overflowing. We thank you again that we're the head, not the tail, above, not beneath. We're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, and whatever we put our hands to, we prosper in these end times. For we're like trees planted by the rivers of living water, and we're bringing forth great fruit in our season. And Father, according to Isaiah 42 and verse 16, you're leading us in paths we have not known yet. We're making the dark places light and the crooked paths straight in these things you're doing and not forsaking us. You said you'd never leave us nor forsake us, that we boldly say the Lord is our helper. We'll not fear what man can do unto us. And we thank you, Father, Romans 8 and verse 14, you said your spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're the children of God. And you said, for as many as are led by the Spirit, these are the sons and daughters of God. And I just thank you for Psalms 32:8. You said you would instruct us and teach us in the way that we would go, and you would guide us with your eyes upon us. And then over in Proverbs 20, verse 27, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. And then in John chapter 7, verse 37, on that last great day, Jesus stood up and cried, and he said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. For this he spake of the Spirit of God that was not yet given, for Jesus was not yet glorified. For you said, out of our belly would flow rivers of living water. Thank you, Father, for divine direction for this church, divine direction for everyone here underneath my voice. Thank you for supernaturally orchestrating the plans and purposes of God in this area, for this Kenton area. I thank you that you have placed this pastor and his wife here for a divine, absolute divine assignment from heaven, that they might reach the harvest field, that they might give divine strategies by the Holy Spirit as to what to do. I thank you for further guidance. You said, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will not speak on his own behalf, but that which he hears, he shall speak and show you things to come. Father, reveal what I cannot see, what ear cannot hear, all that has entered the heart of man, the things which you've revealed for us. But you revealed those things to us by the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, even the deep things of God. And then in 2 Corinthians 5, 7, you said, we walk by faith and not by sight. And you said in Romans 1, 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, then to the Gentiles. And you said, herein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, for the just shall live by faith. And then you said in Hebrews 11 and verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please you. For they that come to God must believe that you are and you're a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And then you said in Hebrews 11, 1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not yet seen. And then you said in verse 3, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed through the spoken word of God. And so, Father, we thank you for life and death and the power of our tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And we thank you, Father, in Proverbs 6:2, that we're snared by the words of our mouth, but I declare that we're snared in the blessings. And Father, I thank you. I declare in this atmosphere as they were worshiping that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think tonight, according to the power that works within us. And we thank you, with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. And so right now I release in the atmosphere the miraculous, the gifts of the Spirit, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, gifts of healings, workings of miracles, tongues, interpretation of tongues, the gift of faith, working of miracles. Thank you, Father, the discerning of spirits, the nine manifestations of the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul said, my speech and my preaching is not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration and power of the Holy Ghost, that our faith should not rest in the wisdom of man, but in the power of Almighty God. And then in 2 Chronicles chapter 5 under the Old Testament, in verse 13, said, when the singers and trumpeters became as one, lifting their voice, saying, the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever, playing on musical instruments of the day, saying, the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, to the point that the ministers could not even stand. For the glory of the Lord did fill the house. And then 2 Chronicles 7, verse 1, when Solomon dedicated the temple, said, when Solomon made an end of prayer, the fire came down from heaven and burnt the sacrifice and offerings. And the glory of the Lord did fill the house to the point they couldn't get into the meetings. And then, Father, we thank you. Isaiah the prophet said in Isaiah 40, verse 5, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, for we shall all see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And I thank you for Deuteronomy 11, 21, days of heaven upon the earth. Right now, we call forth the days of heaven. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Father, pour out your glory upon the people tonight. Saturate them with the manifested kabod, the weightiness of the other realm. We welcome it in this room tonight in the name of Jesus. And then David of old, the great psalmist and king, said in Psalm 63, 1, 2, and 3, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul longs for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. For what reason? To see thy glory and see thy power as I've seen in the sanctuary. For thy loving kindness is better than life. And then in Acts chapter 7, verse 55, 51, and speaking of Stephen, the first martyr, and him, Stephen, looking steadfast into the heavens, saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. And then in Exodus chapter 17 and verse 6, he said, and in the morning you shall see the glory of God. And so, Father, we thank you this night that your glory is manifested in this service. And we will give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor that's due unto your matchless, wonderful name. And then in Haggai 2 and 8, you said, the silver and gold is yours. It's all yours. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. And Job 10, 12 said, the visitation of thy spirit shall preserve us. Father, light it up in here tonight. You make your ministers a flame of fire. That's the body of Christ and the fivefold. Light up, burn, as you appeared to the disciples after the resurrection. You breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And their words were, did not our hearts burn within us? Start a fire tonight on the inside of all of us. Let that fire ignite. Let the fire of heaven be released. Let the supernatural, miraculous hand of the living God be upon us this night. Father, breathe on us. We thank you for fresh oil from heaven. We thank you, Lord. This is the end times according to the Acts chapter. Soproko mangi shiki pakuromoki. Estefi banjo kuglishti ke paparo. Rabondi kichti kabradiste. In Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were one place in one accord. Suddenly, like a rushing mighty wind, God filled the house where they were seated. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, as with cloven tongues of fire. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. And there were devout men out of 17 different regions. They were all amazed. Some were mocking. And some were saying, what does this mean? But Peter, standing with the 11, said, you men of Judea and Samaria, be this known unto you that these men are not drunk as you suppose, for it is the third hour of the day, 9 a.m. But this is that which was spoken of the prophet Joel, that in the latter days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Young men see visions. Old men dream dreams, and upon my handmaids and my servants in that day, I will pour out of my very spirit upon all flesh. And then 2 Corinthians 3:17, you said, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is liberty in here tonight. For we all as in a glass behold the glory of the Lord are changed from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God, and even as Moses of old came down from the mountain. When he came down, had to put a veil over his face under an old administration, for the glory of the Lord did shone on his face. Father, let your glory be released in this building. Let lives be impacted and changed forever. Let them not leave this building the same, because you showed up and their hunger for you would open the doors of the heart of their heart to your presence, to pour into them, to refresh them, to top them off and fill them afresh with fresh oil. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor that's due unto your matchless name. And we love you this night, Father. I thank you again for Pastor Philip and Regina, Father, for their lives, for the great call of God upon them. Let the anointing increase on their lives. Let their lips be filled with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Let the increase of the gifts of the Spirit function in this house. Let the gifts of healings and workings of miracles and tongues and interpretation. But Father, I pray an increase and an impartation even this night over their office. Let it increase. Let it magnify. Let it become stronger like never before. Let the healing anointing in their hands increase. Let the gifts of the Spirit, divine revelation gifts, function in such a great way. Father, rock this area. Rock Kenton with the power of God. I pray right now, according to Psalms 2:8, you said, ask ye for the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost ends of the earth for thy possession. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. And I'll restore to them the blessings of heaven. Father, we'd be careful to give you all the praise and all the honor that's due unto your matchless name. Now, let's be real sensitive tonight to God. Parents, if you have kids, we love the kids, but let's be careful. We do not want to break the flow of what God wants to do tonight. It's very important. The service is very important. Amen. Now, lift your hands and let's thank God. The anointing is falling right now. I'm going to wait just a minute. Let it drop in just a little bit. So you're going to get fresh oil right now. This won't be your average service. This service tonight, not that there's average services around. I don't mean that to sound that way. But this is a service where things are ramped up, expedited. Where the Spirit of God is like going to do injections into people. Fill them with fresh fire. A church in the land without the power of God is a curse rather than a blessing. You might as well breathe without ear, or breathe without lungs, or hear without ears, as to live the Christian life without the power of God. And Acts 1:8 said, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. There's a corporate anointing, and there's a deposit of the other realm that's moving into this building. As I've been praying, it's been dropping. John G. Lake used to say this, if a person sits in the service where the power of God's moving and they sit there and stare, they have lacked an encounter with God. So just lift your hands and worship Him. Quiet your mind down. Quiet your spirit down. Quiet your thought life down. Get all the question marks out of the way and just close your eyes and worship Him right now. I'm going to wait a minute. You say, why are you doing that? Because the Lord wants me to wait a minute. Every single service has a different roadmap. And so we'll wait just a minute on Him. Father, we pray for Pastor Dosik in Pakistan. Right now we cover him with the blood of Jesus. We say no evil shall befall him, nor any plague come nigh his dwelling place. You've given your angels charge over him tonight to keep him in all his ways, lest he dash his foot against a stone. Bring him home safe, him and Eric, and whoever else is with him on that team. We pray divine protection in the name of Jesus. Kidney stones are dissolving right now. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you have some water? Okay, good. Lift your hands. There's a lot of change going on, and you've got to be willing to move with change. If you don't, you get stuck. If you're going to move with God, you're going to have to change. That's what I hear the Spirit of God saying. You can't stay the same. You just can't stay the same. Yeah, there's miracles in here tonight. How many of you can sense that power right now? It's coming in strong. I'm just going to wait a few minutes. Now, Father, we pray peace over the children right now tonight. We bind the enemy from stirring them up in a wrong direction. We pray peace over their little souls, their little minds, their little hearts. The devil, you leave the children alone tonight. Stop disrupting them. Let that peace, that power fall on them. Immediately, you see? Father, I thank you for people here tonight that need vehicles, that you'll provide vehicles for them. New cars, new vans, new trucks, whatever they need, let it come in. Increase them financially. Those that gave in the offering tonight, that followed the Holy Spirit and gave just not out of their head but out of their heart, that just didn't go through a routine, oh yeah, we'll just do this and we'll tip this. No, they followed the Spirit. You have to obey God in your giving, and as they have, Father, bless them abundantly. It's all kept in the records of heaven. I'm going to wait on the Lord for a minute. See how strong the anointing is tonight? You watch what hits this place. Some of you in here tonight, you've just been absolutely aggravated with life. I hear God say, just relax, trust me. All the stress, all the tension, all the anxiety, all the processing of the mental department of your soul. He said, I want you to cast your care on me tonight and let it go and relax and be at peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He's here tonight. I hear in my spirit that many of you have been hurt in times past. Wounds and hurts of the past that you've had to hurdle, and still some of those wounds still interfere with your progress. Here's what I hear the Lord say, Psalms 147, verse 3, He heals the broken heart. Now listen, He binds up wounds. And you know, if we're married couples, we should not be wounding one another. We should be loving one another and speaking kind words and lifting one another up, being sweet to one another. John 13:34, Jesus said, A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. Even as I have loved you, so you should love one another. And by this all men shall know that you are my disciples, or disciplined ones, by the love you have one towards another. Husbands, you lay your lives down, you serve, you wash their feet. Wives, you honor your husband. You respect him. The number one need of a man is not the physical, it's the respect and honor, admiration. Husbands, your wife is not a doormat for you to walk over. She's a gift from heaven for you, from God. You treat her like fine china. You bless her. You take care of her. You look after her. You're good to her. You speak good words to her. You don't speak rough with her. You speak kind words. In Jesus' name. Just lift your hands in heaven. Don't look at me. Look at the Lord. Lift your hands to Him. Believe me, I got a lot of sermons. I want to wait on the Lord. Some of you, your self-esteem is so low because you've been beaten down by words in times past that you don't even see yourself valuable in the eyes of God. But you are His daughter. You are His daughter and valuable. You say, well, my dad spoke harsh to me, and your Heavenly Father speaks loving words to you. He speaks words of grace and sweetness and kindness. Let's lift our hands. Come on, worship Him. I bind the enemy over this service. You'll not stop what God wants to do. Everything will be accomplished tonight. Everything that God has in store for us will be accomplished in this service tonight. Now, I'm going to say this to you out of my spirit. There's many of you been believing God for finances. You're actually been praying. The money is on the way. It's coming. He's heard your cries. He's heard your prayers. Now, I'm here to tell you, there's a move of the Spirit of God coming to this area that you have got to start getting ready for it, prepare. There's a harvest of souls coming. It's more than me and my four. It's coming. There's people all in this area that God's going to start moving by the power of God to bring a revival spirit into this area. It will come as you pray, seek Him, and start witnessing. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to wait just a few more minutes. I don't know. I just see this. Some of you have had like psychological damage. There's been damage done to your mind, your soul, through words that were spoken almost like a bulldozer that rammed into your soul and did damage into your psyche. And God's healing that right now. Verbal abuse, sexual abuse, I'm going to say it again. Husbands, you speak kindly to your wives. Speak soft words. Words that edify, that lift up. Ladies, honor your husbands. Eve came out of the side of Adam. That's where a woman belongs, by the side of her man. Not out in front of him, or not behind him, but by his side. In Jesus' name. I see people, I'm going to say this, I see rage and anger that you've been on the brunt of anger, and then you've carried that rage now. It's lodged inside of you, rage, because there was rage against you. So now you're angry at life. You have to let it all go. Your anger, because of how you were treated, is not a justifiable reason for you to take it out on people that are pure-hearted around you. I'm speaking by the Spirit. If you got to go hit a bag at a boxing, whatever, go get it out of you. But your wife's not a boxing bag to hit verbally. She's like a rose, a flower with petals, that when you speak harsh, a petal falls to the ground. You speak good, kind, uplifting, beautiful words, kind words. Let no unwholesome word proceed out of your mouth, but only that which is good for edification. You build that person up. You exhort and build that person up. You tell them how beautiful they are, how special they are. You lift that up, and the eyes of Jesus sees it. And I'm going to say what I see, and I'm going to speak it out. It's as if, because you were treated wrongly, it's as if like a piece of glass is in your eye and your vision is skewed about life. Jesus will come in and remove that. He'll show you how to love like Christ loved the church. He laid his life down. Your pastor, Philip, is one of the most loving men that I've ever seen. I don't mean that in a weird, I'm talking about the love of God. He's loved people. His wife, they've loved people. Change, change is coming. Change is coming. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's some people with their pain, they mask it with alcohol. They mask it with drugs. They mask it with other things. But down deep, there's wounds that need to be removed and taken out. And He heals. He can go in tonight through the gifts of the Spirit and pull that stuff out by the roots. Praise you, Jesus. My goodness. This church is a place where love flows, compassion flows. And Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion, for they were like a sheep without a shepherd. Every move of God is a manifestation of love. Every healing, every time somebody's healed, it's the love of God. Every flow where God manifests, it's the love of God. There's tension in the home. There's harsh words in the home. There's dishonor in the home. God says, turn that around. Respect one another in love. Go to God together, pray. Grab hands together and pray. And he'll mend and he'll heal and he'll give progress in your relationship. God wants you to change your vocabulary. No more speaking words like cussing and speaking badly to one another with vowel language that's not right. Speak good words, faith-filled words. Words full of love's fragrance. Words that build up, not tear down. I'm going to say this because this is what the Spirit says. Even when it comes to the physical relationship, that other person does not exist to satisfy your needs. You don't treat them like an object of sexual whatever. You serve. Love even tries to fulfill the other person, not yourself. God does not want perversion in the bedroom. The bedroom, according to Hebrews, is undefiled. So in the sight of God, in a covenant relationship with him, it's pure. It's a good thing. But don't bring perversion into the bedroom. I'm speaking by the Spirit. If you have to ask the question, is this wrong or wrong, then that's probably wrong. Now, I'm going to say this to you, but the same way that a man and woman come together in intimacy is the same way the covenant, Paul said, I speak a mystery between Christ and the church. That intimacy, that covenant, is a covenant between a man and a woman and also God and his creation. And it's the blood. Shedding of blood. When a woman's a virgin and they come together, the blood that is shed is a sign of a covenant between one man and one woman. And his covenant has been defiled, but he wants it to remain pure. Sex outside of marriage is sin. You do know that. It's called fornication. It's time to clean that up. I speak by way, speaking in a prophet's office right now. You have to clean that up. You either get married or you stop all that. God's merciful. He's great. And his steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. Every morning great is his faithfulness. But for some, they're not educated, but we are educating tonight. God's requiring change to protect you and to protect the covenant, to protect the other person. If you love the other person, you won't violate them. You won't. drinking alcohol is not wise. The Bible says to be not drunk with wine, where is an excess, but rather be filled with the Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up and said, these men are not drunk as you suppose. I suppose they were acting drunk, but they were drinking the wine from heaven, the new wine. Don't be drunk with wine, where is an excess or foolishness. One translation says dissipation, King James. But rather be filled with the Spirit. Now, let me tell you something. He's forgiving. He's merciful tonight. He loves you. But we have to coach you up into higher things and to make adjustments. If you do that, God will richly reward you and bless you. He'll never stop loving you, even if you made mistakes. But there is a manual. There are rules. There are guidelines. And God wants us to. And they're all in there to protect you, not to harm you. From sin and death and from the enemy. Let me tell you something. Satan is the father of lies, according to John 8:44. He said to the Pharisees, he said, you're of your father, the devil, and there's no truth found in him. He's a liar and the father of lies. He's actually the accuser of the brethren. And he'll tell you that your life has no value. He will dishonor the vessel of God. Discredit, dishonor. He'll actually exploit the covenant of God. And he'll tell you that your life is worth nothing. Even to the point where you would want to take your own life. But I'm going to tell you, suicide is a lie from the pit of hell. And hope deferred, Proverbs 13:12, hope deferred. Deferred means taken away when it's deferred. Makes the heart sick. But Jesus is the blessed hope. And now abideth faith. Faith always produces hope. Now abides faith, hope, and charity. But the greatest of these is love. When you know God loves you, and he's got a plan for you, and all those lies fall to the ground, and you take up the purpose of God in your heart, everything's going to be okay. Some of you, here's what I hear. I'm not the same person I used to be, and I'll never think I'll ever get back to what I was. That's a lie from the pit of hell. The Bible talks about restoration, for the Lord will restore your soul. He'll restore you back and give back to you everything that he created you to be. It can be restored completely. It's like a chair that's been torn up by a cat who ripped a leather. You can have it restored. It's still the same chair. It's restored. And even better. Hallelujah. God wants to heal broken hearts tonight. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and think. It's different. It's different tonight. This is not like Botkins tonight. This is a different flow. It's a different region. It's different what God wants to do. I follow him. Some of you need to get the joy of the Lord back. Return unto you the joy of your salvation. Hallelujah. Goodness, the anointing is strong tonight here. Just drink it in and be refreshed. Some of your tanks, so you're so low, you got to fill your tank up a bit here. That's why I'm waiting on the Lord. Plus, I'm speaking things out that I see. Some of you haven't laughed in years. You know that? And sad. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. There's joy. Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. When the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dreamed, and our hearts were filled with laughter and our mouths with joy. hearts filled with joy, mouths with laughter. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. How many of you can sense that anointing tonight? It's strong, isn't it? How many of you can sense it? Thank God. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands and thank Him. I think I'm going to teach a little bit now. I feel like I'm supposed to teach just a little bit now. I just had to get some things out and to speak some things in the air. That's what the prophet's office does. It speaks things out in the air. Yeah. Hallelujah. How many of you love the Lord tonight? How nice is that, huh? How beautiful is the presence of God? Several years ago, I was invited to a location, a conference, and there were three guest speakers. I was one of them. And we had one guest minister from South Africa. If I mentioned his name, you'd know who it was, probably. Some of you would. Myself and another minister out of the Houston area. And so we were, you know, when you go to a conference and, you know, you've been to them and you've had them here, you kind of rotate speakers in, right, Pastor Philip? You know, you say, you got Sunday morning, you got Sunday night, and this guy, you know. So we were rotating in and out, and this particular morning I was teaching in the morning, and, you know, the guest ministers that were speaking, they're always on the front row. They don't sit in the back. They're always in the front row. So I was, you know, up teaching, and I was, you know, I had my message, and I was focused, and I was, y'all excited? How many of you sense that anointing? Sweet, right? It's still here. Don't worry. You're getting marinated. You are. You're getting marinated, you know, like a steak that's tough. You get marinated, and we'll throw you on the grill, and then you'll roll around, and we'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. It's a joke, all right. Anyways. So in any case, I was teaching in the Sunday morning. It was my turn to teach, you know, those guest ministers up in the front, and I was going on teaching, and I was, you know, like, out of the box fast and hard. Tonight's a little softer flow, but, you know, as out of the box fast, I'm hitting it hard, and unction and utterances there, and I'm flying, you know, with scriptures and moving. And every time I'd walk in a certain direction in front of one of the guest ministers, like in a flash, boom, in a flash, I'd see myself tackle him. Interesting, right? I was like, get behind me, Satan. And then I keep teaching, you know, and you know how sometimes when you're talking to somebody and you're having thoughts go from your head to your heart back and forth while somebody's telling you something and you're thinking about things. So I'm teaching. I mean, I'm teaching with accuracy out of the Spirit, and I'd walk in front of one of the guest ministers, and I'd look over at him and I'd see myself hit him and tackle him. I thought, you got to be kidding me. You know, Wigglesworth used to punch people with tumors in the stomach. He literally did. He said, you have to thump the devil out. He'd punch him out. He'd say, you're healed. He couldn't say H's. He'd say, you're healed. And he'd punch people. Sometimes Wigglesworth, like if somebody was deaf, he'd whack them in the head. Hit them in the head, and then the deafness would go out. Now, I haven't had that gift to do that. I mean, you know, I pray for deaf ears pop open all the time. You know, we've had it even in Buckins. We had so many ears pop open, we had it here. Where's Moses? How's your ears? Good? Good. Great. Moses over there. You know, Wigglesworth, he used to just literally wind up and punch. I remember listening to Dr. Summerall talk about he was in a service with Wigglesworth because he would travel with Wigglesworth. He was in some meetings with him. And there was one man who had cancer in his stomach. And you ever seen in the hospital where they have those, like, they look like, I don't know, slips or something? You know, you just put them on, the back end's open. They tie. I don't even know why they do that. Just gowns, whatever you call them, you know. They're kind of invasive, if you ask me. little impersonal. Any case, Dr. Summerall said there was a man in the front. He had a big tumor in his stomach, and Wigglesworth got in front of him and just wound up and punched the guy. There was a doctor there that brought him, punched him, and knocked him on the floor, and the doctor said, you killed him. And Wigglesworth said, shut up, he's healed. He's healed. He's healed. He told the doctor to be quiet. I mean, he said, shut up. He's bold as a lion. Well, he went down the aisle, kept ministering. They were making a big stink. You just killed him. The man got up and the tumor dissolved. He was absolutely healed. He was gone. He was healed. So I just said all that to say that sometimes you do unusual things when the anointing's on you. So I'm teaching and I'm going down again and I get in front of that minister, look over at him, I saw myself tackle him. I thought, you have got to be kidding me. I've never done this before in my life. And I hope I don't have to do that again, especially tonight, Brother Philip. He's like, whoa. So nevertheless, I went back and forth from my head to my heart. I kept walking up there about four times. That went through my mind. And then the Lord like got onto me. I could sense it strong. He said, you need to do what I tell you to do. So what'd you do? Well, I was just teaching. All of a sudden, I just wound up like sports and ran over and decked him. Now, that is very unorthodox in a church service. Maybe in a sports game, I played wide receiver. It's acceptable. Maybe in a bar, it's acceptable. A brawl or something, you know? So I just wound up and bam, hit him. And he went down on the floor, rolled, and everybody's eyes went like this. What in the world did he just do? Now, this has never happened again. Just one time this happened. So, you know, we closed this, and I kept teaching. Everybody's like, whoa, that's weird. That's crazy. But I am a little radical. So we closed out the service. The power of God fell. We ministered to people. And then they had lunch afterwards, you know, because they prepared lunch for ministers. And even the people could come in, but the ministers sit at a sitting table. And afterwards, I sat down next to him. I said, bro, I'm so sorry, man. That's what God told me to do. He said, no, brother. He said, no. He said, I came to these meetings and I told God, I said, I'm done with the ministry. I don't ever want to be in the ministry anymore. After these services, Lord, I quit. I am done. I can't take it anymore. I've been hurt so bad, the problems and the issues and things. But he said, I was absolutely done. He said, I'll never want to do ministry ever again. He said, I want to still serve you, God, but I can't do it anymore. It's too much. He said, Brother Chris, he said, would you hold off and lined on me? He said, you hit me on the floor and all that garbage broke off of me. Now, to show you how hard I hit him, the pastor told me, he said, you literally cracked the pew. You know, I throw myself into whatever I do, you know. But, you know, Isaiah 10:27 says, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Now, Luke 4:14, speaking of Jesus, said Jesus returned into Galilee in the power of the Spirit. Think about that, in the power. Now, that's the anointing. Amen. Jesus returned into Galilee in the power of the Spirit. They went a fame throughout all the regions about, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, which was his custom or habit, and said, the Spirit of the Lord's upon me. Everybody say upon me. I say up on me, up on me, upon me. It's up on me. And of course, in Acts 1:8 said, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost ends of the earth. And so we know that the anointing was on Jesus. We know he is the anointed one. And then Acts 10:38, Peter at Cornelius' house said it like this, how God anointed, everybody say anointed. Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Notice all oppression, all sickness, all disease, anything that's dark or negative in your life is a byproduct of the oppression of Satan, fallen beings, spiritual beings that followed Satan in the fall from heaven, and they're evil spirits that combat against you to try to take you, kill, steal, and destroy. But now what moves those forces of hell? What change brings change to the assaults of that which comes to take you out or try to disturb your life or make you quit? the anointing. Wigglesworth said it like this. He said, only the anointing of God will move the forces of hell. That's why Paul said, I didn't come to you with eloquency of speech. I determined to know nothing or nothing at all but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And then he said in verse 4, he said again, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the anointing and power of the Holy Ghost, that your faith should not rest in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. D.L. Moody said, a church in the land without the power is a curse rather than a blessing. And what makes this end time church or this body different than any other institution that has a form of godliness that denies the power thereof is the anointing of Almighty God that dropped like it dropped in this building tonight when you were stuck between two worlds. The yoke shall be destroyed. You know what a yoke is? That which tries to control you outside of the liberty of God. The Bible says you shall know the truth, John 8:32, and the truth shall make you what? Free. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, freedom in the air. And the devil hates the anointing. He was once called the anointed cherub. There were three archangels. There was Gabriel, who's a messenger of truth and information. Michael was a warring angel. And then you had Lucifer that was in the center of the throne of God, right before God, and led worship. Are you there? And all that worship and adoration went to his head. He became narcissistic. He said, I will exalt myself. Isaiah 14:12. I will exalt myself above the star of God. There's only one star. His name is Jesus. He said, I will exalt myself above the star of God. I will be like the Most High God. The Bible says there was no more room found for him in heaven. In fact, in Luke 10:17, Jesus gives us a rendition of what happened. He said, I beheld. He said, I was right there. In fact, he was the one that kicked his tail right out of heaven. He said, I beheld Satan as a lightning bolt. You ever seen lightning strike? Pretty fast. Boom! He's gone. Boom! He's gone. Bless you, honey. I beheld Satan as a lightning bolt cast from heaven. In verse, he goes down in verse 18 and 19. And behold, I give unto you power in the Greek authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy. And nothing by any means shall hurt you. But Satan was once the anointed cherub. He led worship. He brought admiration. He was filled with beautiful stones, and his beauty was beyond measure. He was the most beautiful created being that ever existed. And yet it all went to his head, and he tried to lead a revolt in heaven. And Revelation 12 says there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. He led a tail, which is one-third of the angels, to revolt against God. The first signs of heaven, the first place you'll find war is right in heaven. And anytime you see war, what's going on in Ukraine, that's Satan behind all of it. But he was the anointed cherub. And he thought all that worship that was going directly up to the throne of God and the center of the throne was for him. It went to his head. Remember, without him, we're nothing. We're to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that he might lift us up. There's three things you stay away from in life. It's called the three G's. You know what they are? The girls, the guys, the gold, and the glory. You stay away from all of them because all three will take you to hell. Or another way I'd say it is PMS. Power, money, and sex. Watch out for all of them. You stay humble. Remember when he said to Saul, Saul got big in his own eyes, and Saul was disobedient to God because he was king and had position and beauty and looks just like Lucifer. He said, remember, Samuel said, remember when you were small in your own eyes. Always remain humble. Always give Jesus the glory for everything. Whatever giftings you have, remember that every good, James 1:17, every good and perfect gift comes down from above, the Father of lights in whom there's no veritable or shifting of shadow. the giftings that you have, you are a steward over, you are not an owner of, and out of all those giftings that you have, you give God glory for out of it, because you are just a steward over it. In the minute you think that you're a hotshot is the minute that the anointing will be taken from you. So we're stewards. We stay humble. So what happened is Satan was removed. He was the anointed cherub. So now he can never, ever again taste of the anointing of heaven. He is still a dignitary. He's defeated, but he's still a dignitary. So you need to show him proper respect, but show, listen to me, you have authority over him, but if you take him lightly and don't think that he doesn't have power, you're a fool. But you have more power than him. Because greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the air. He's the prince of the power of the air. He's a fallen angel, fell from grace, and he's under your feet. And remember, Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power, authority, to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Those are fallen angels. And all the works of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. So when he was cast down, now let me tell you something. The church, the new creation church, the body of Christ, now fills the place and takes the role where Satan once was. Now the body of Christ stands in the center and worships him. Did you get that? So the anointing shall be, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Everybody say the anointing. Yoke is just control factor. What is the enemy trying to do? What is he trying to control? Where is he trying to deceive you? The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The anointing's here tonight. Any yoke, any control, anything. Will be broken down, smashed, and obliterated. Are you listening to me? Now, Satan can no longer flow in the anointing of heaven. And the only time that he could come encounter with the anointing is when we carry it and when we come at him like a ball and chain and smack the fire out of him. Are you listening to me? Everybody say the anointing. John G. Lake said, I'd rather have the anointing on me for 5 minutes than own the world with a fence on it. The anointing is everything. The presence of God. You're like Superman. You go into the phone booth and you come out. You're another man or another woman under the anointing. Huh? If you drive a truck, you drive a truck under the anointing. If you're a mother, you're a mother under the anointing. Are you listening to me? On your job, you're anointed of the Spirit to get the job done. There's an anointing on you. If you're an accountant, you're anointed to be an accountant. The grace of God. A businessman, you're anointed by the Spirit. Your business is run by the anointing. The grace of God. Hallelujah. The devil's sick, I'm teaching on this. Because the anointing. Jesus is the anointed one and the anointed that took him out when he went through the death, burial, and resurrection, was raised from the dead, smashed him, stripped him of his power over you. Now, 2 Timothy 3:1 says, know this also. So you got to know some things. In the latter days, everybody say latter days. That's now. It couldn't be any latter than latter because it's 8:32 on the last day of the latter days. He said this, difficult times shall come. The Amplified Bible says hard to deal with and hard to bear. One translation says, listen, it says it like this, it's going to be hard to be a Christian. But how many of you know the grace of God? In the anointing, you can do anything. I said, through the grace of God and through the anointing, you can do anything. Say, I'm anointed of the Holy Ghost. His word lives in me. The word is anointed. The anointing's on me. I'm anointed for life. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The anointing. Right? It's anointing. So John 16 and verse 30, Jesus said it like this. In the world. How many of you are in the world? We're in the world, we're not of it, right? He said, you shall have tribulation. You know what the root word of tribulation is? Trouble. Trouble's coming your way. Jesus said, you're going to have trouble. If they hated you, they'll hate me. They hated me, they'll hate you. Trouble came to me, trouble will come to you. You listen to me? But he went on to say, be of good cheer. One translation says, cheer up. Why? Because I've overcome the world. So we're in this world, but we're not of this world. And while we're in this world, trouble's going to come your way. But Jesus said, cheer up, because I overcame the world, because I overcame the world, and you're in me, you can overcome the world. Say, give me more scripture. I'm glad you brought it up. 1 John 5:4 says, whosoever is born of God overcomes this world. And this is the victory that overcomes this world, even our faith. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph and manifests a sweet aroma of the anointing everywhere you go. I walk into sometimes stores and people look at me funny. Who is this guy? Who are you? I was in one meeting one time sitting there in a minister's meeting. Some guy walked up and he said, who are you? I thought like saying, well, back up a little bit. I said, why? My name's Chris D'Amico. He said, you look like a Holy Ghost Marine. I go to the mall and I walk because I don't sit behind a desk. Who sits behind a desk anymore? Some people have to, you know. But I'd rather go walk and make phone calls and talk and be led by the Spirit and do things that way. In Texas, I walk and exercise and I pray in the Spirit. I wear a headset. People don't bother me. I pray in tongues. They don't even know what I'm saying. Are you there? Can you get her cap for her? Okay, all right. I've had people at the mall walk up to me. Who are you? What do you do? What is that? I see you here all the time. What do you do? What is it they see? They see. What do they see? The anointing. They see an anointing. They see something on me. I'm different. When you walk into a room, you bring the overcoming, conquering anointing that changes the entire atmosphere. Do you know who you are tonight and who's with you? Christ in you, the hope of glory. You carry the fragrance of heaven. When you walk into a room, there's an aroma that comes on you. Now, I personally like Versace. If you want to buy me a bottle, you can. Versace Poor Home, it's called. I wish they would call it Rich Home, not Poor Home. I don't like poor home, and I don't like poor mouth and nothing. Amen. But I like that smell. It's nice. But let me tell you something. When you walk into a room, there is a fragrance about you. Wow. Something about that person I like. What is that? What are you wearing? What is it? It's called triumph. Maybe we should develop a whole line called triumph. Me and you, man, we'll become million billionaires. She has a nice, funny laugh, doesn't she? I should bring her with me with that all the time. Okay, laugh. Hey, the joy machine. Laugh. See, it works. Listen to me. When you come into a room, you bring presence with you. Head of the church. Triumph. You're wearing triumph. You can't buy it at Dillard's. You can't buy it at Foley's. Can't buy it at Piggly Wiggly, she said. TJ Maxx. Dillard's. Nordstrom's. Macy's. Kmart. Walmart. There's a different cologne on you. It's a high-end perfume. Listen to me. This stuff's expensive. An ounce of it is expensive. Not many people wear it like they should. Are you listening to me? I want to wear heavy doses of triumph. Some people just, once in a while. And you get in the presence of Almighty God. You pray long hours in the Spirit. Triumph is released. It's like God takes this big bottle in heaven and goes, like tonight, when I first started this service, triumph was being released, a fragrance from heaven is the glory of Almighty God. It is the anointing. Let me tell you something, it's expensive. You say, well, you know, I bought a bottle of Calvin Klein. It was pretty expensive. Yeah, really? Triumph. Triumph number 7. Perfection. My God. Not everybody wears it like they should. Not even people don't even seek it like they should. But not me. I'm hungry for triumph. David had triumph on him. Did you know that? The Apostle Paul wore triumph. Number 7. Timothy wore triumph. He said, God's not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, triumph! Jesus returned into Galilee in the power of triumph! Samuel prophesied with the spirit of triumph! There is a fragrance about the remnant of God, the end time church. These people don't have a form of godliness that denies the triumph of heaven. But they have the form and the power. The anointing, it's expensive. It's packaged in bottles in the unseen realm. But you have to draw near unto God, and He'll draw near unto you. You have to cleanse your hands from sin and purify your hearts from being double-minded. Jesus said, if any man wishes to come after me, he must deny himself. Take up his cross daily and follow after me. If you press in, our God is a consuming fire. When you get close to God, the fire of heaven burns off the chaff, burns off the areas that you think you can't change. But when you get with God, the power of God will come and burn that off of you. And then his fragrance will come on you. Hallelujah. How many of you know what I'm talking about now? Triumph. This man and woman they have bottles of triumph in their office. In your office, on the shelf, it's the triumph of God. Someone came in with depression today. Give me a couple of bottles of Triumph. They're full of the Spirit. You walk and stand in there. This stuff will come out of you. You know that? Do you know that the anointing will come out of you? I'm Italian, like garlic. It comes out of your pores. You get full of God, this will come out of you. Someone comes up with depression, a cloud of darkness all around them. They've been oppressed and tormented for weeks and months and years, and they stand right in the presence of Triumph, the anointing. Boom! Like a bazooka, blow the fire out of it, and they walk away free. I'm free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. For we all, as in a glass, behold the glory of the Lord, are changed. So what is it that will keep you in the end times from overcoming the world or the world overcoming you? The difference will be the anointing. Is this helping you tonight? So now Psalms 34, 19 said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but out of them all the Lord delivers. 2 Timothy 3:12, all those that live godly, the anointing, will suffer persecutions. Mark 4:19, persecutions and afflictions come for the word's sake. Proverbs 24:10, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is weak. But in the day of adversity, if you're full of the anointing, you won't faint. Amen. You'll push back the forces of hell and confront it head on, like a Mack truck. You'll hit it head on. Teaching gift's going to increase on you. The teaching gift will increase on you like never before. You watch. And the healing power of God is in those hands. And the spirit of prophecy will drop on you right in the middle of it all. And you'll get up and prophesy. And everyone will say, wow, there's some triumph here. You have to learn how to respond to triumph, the anointing. Are you there? When I was in high school, there was a lot of hunters, you know. People would hunt, you know, and the kids would go hunt. And so they would get that skunk stuff, you know. Remember the skunk spray? They were kind of like the scent. Couldn't smell the animal. And those guys, some of those guys were wise guys, and they would go spray the skunk stuff on the, like, the handles and stuff, and people come in and grab them. It would be stuck on them all day long. Really used to make me mad, you know. Yeah. Like you low-down skunk yourself. But let me tell you something. Whatever arena you participate in, the smell of it will be on you. Strife, if you're an arguer, you argue and you fuss and you're always at odds with people and always treating people as them, gossip and slander. When you walk in the room, you will smell like skunk. If you're jealous all the time, somebody else has got something better than you, and you're always jealous, covetous, all that stuff, and you don't realize that God's no respecter of person. What he does for one will do for all, and you ain't got that straight in your head yet, just yet, that he'll bless you, just you yourself too. The devil wants to ensnare people. If you have problems with sexuality or unclean spirit, you know, there's some people I've gotten in lines come in front of me, and they stand in front of me, and I can smell an unclean spirit. Perversion. It stinks of spirit. Some of them spirits stink so bad. It's an unclean spirit. So what do? I get them to repent first, and then I put my hand on them and blow the fire out of it with the other realm. Listen, we're flamethrowers of the other realm. Nothing, listen to me, nothing triumphs the anointing. Nothing. Nothing. The anointing is greater than anything the enemy can throw at you. Wouldn't it be good for us to get alone with him? It's not cheap. God gives bottles and buckets away to those that are passionate for him. And he doesn't even charge you, but it's not cheap. To carry the anointing is not a cheap life. It's a life that's dedicated and consecrated out to the will of God. There's some type of investment you have to get. You have to press towards God to get the anointing. And you are anointed, but you can increase the anointing. Are you listening to me? So many are the afflictions of the righteous, but out of them all the Lord delivers. And if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is weak. But if you're full of God in the day of adversity, your strength is strong. The Bible said, even the youth shall grow weary and utterly fall. But they that wait, like we were doing tonight, we were waiting on the Lord. And what happened? What happened in this place? Something from another realm came and started to saturate you. It dropped. That's what we want. Listen, I am a substance abuser. He said, you are, Brother Chris? Yeah, faith is a substance. That thing's hopeful. I'm hooked on the word. I'm hooked. I'm hooked on the anointing. I drink the anointing. I get drunk on the anointing. The day of Pentecost, Peter said, these men are not drunk, as you suppose. They were drinking of the anointing. They were drinking of another realm. They were drinking of something that was eternal. It was the anointing. You know, you go to a bar, you know, years ago, if you did, you didn't, I don't know, but you walk to the door, the bar is a counterfeit to the church. Right? You go to the door, they take your cover charge, there's your tithe. Then you get in and music kicks in and that's praise and worship. Right? And then you're like John Travolta, right? Staying alive, huh? Right, you're trying to stay alive, right? Then they give the fake glory, which is vodka and tea and gin and whatever you want, and or Bud Stupid or Miller Low Life or whatever, you Heineken's or whatever you want to drink, whatever, and you drink a false substance, which is a substitute, because the Bible says he is the Most High God. Then you get up and dance and act like a fool. You know what? I came in here tonight. I was sitting in the back. I saw these little kids all dancing. They were free. I loved it. Did you see that too? They were just dancing. They don't know any different. They're just dancing, having fun. Why is it we become adults? We become professional. Now that if you know, look like a mannequin at Foley's, Dillard's. When the anointing hits you, change comes. You're free. You're free. Some people used to laugh. They don't even laugh anymore. I tell people, it takes 42 muscles to frown, 12 to smile. Give your face a break. Joy, laughter, freedom. That's what the anointing brings. If you're sick, you're healed. I've tried sickness. I like healed better. I've been depressed. I like joy better. I've been broke, and I like prosperity better. You can choose whatever you want. He set before you life and death, blessings and curses. You choose what you want, but I like the other things. So then I can, freely I've received, freely I can give. So whatever, if I'm blessed, I can bless other people. He's blessed me to be a blessing. Right? I like that better. Are you there? And then at the end of the night, everybody goes home, the lights go down, and they stay at the bar and they talk to the bartender. That's the pastor. Play it again, Sam. It's a counterfeit. Everything Satan offers you is a counterfeit. For the Bible says he even appears as an angel of light to deceive people. Do you think if you live a gay lifestyle, you're going to get away with that? Do you know that Mary Kay Baxter, in her book, Divine Revelation of Hell, says that the left arm of hell is homosexual lifestyle chained together in the lake of fire? People are chained in the lake of fire? Well, just because the culture says it's okay doesn't mean the manual from heaven says it's okay. You better get the right book and you better listen to the right voice. This is the generation that caused good, evil, evil, good, bitter, sweet, sweet, bitter. Listen to me. God has given us his laws, his rules, his guidelines to protect us and bless us. And Satan is out of order. He's a rebel, and he'll get you to rebel against truth, rebel against the word, and rebel against God. For he is the biggest rebel there is. And you know what he hates? The anointing. Are you there? Is this helping you tonight? Everybody say the anointing. The anointing. Breaks the yoke. Breaks the yoke. Say, I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
From the other realm. Now, 1 Corinthians 15:58 tells you to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing your labor is not in vain. It's not in vain what you're doing. It's not in vain. And God sees your faithfulness, and the rewards will come. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we don't faint. 2 Timothy 2:3, he says to endure hardness as a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, no man that wars, ladies and that wars as well, entangles himself with the affairs of this world that we may please him who's chosen us to be a soldier. Soldiers anointed by the Spirit. The body of Christ. Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows who put their trust in him. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. The anointing will guide you. For as many as are led by the anointing, these are the sons and daughters of God. His Spirit, the anointing, bears witness with our spirit that we're the children of God, the anointing, and his anointed one, Jesus, the anointed one. God is your refuge, Psalms 46:1. God is your anointed one. God is your refuge, God is your strength, the very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, will not fear, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Psalms 27:1, the Lord is the light. The light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the anointing, the anointed one of my life. Of who then shall I be afraid? The anointing is here. The anointing is here. Da, 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 da. The anointing is here. And guess where it is? In you and on you. Because you are the anointed body of Christ. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to heaven. I could teach on and teach on and teach on. And there's more. You are complete in him tonight, who is head over all principalities and powers. The fragrance of heaven is not cheap. Brothers, sisters, it's not cheap, but you can walk in it and wear it and carry it if you will pay a price to pray and to seek him. Watch what falls in this place. Watch what hits this place. Watch what hits this place. Watch what comes back. It will drop quick. Watch. Don't get in a rut in your thinking. Don't get in a rut in the way you do things. Let the anointed and the anointing, let it guide you. Let it tell you what to do. Follow the presence of God. Listen to His voice. Obey Him. Intestinal problems, quickly stand to your feet. Stomach issues, quickly. I actually hear problems with your when you go to the restroom. It's just you have a loose things going on. Quickly stand to your feet. Intestinal issues, quickly. The anointing will destroy it fast. Quickly. Can't breathe. Respiratory issues, quickly. Stand to your feet. Respiratory issues, struggling breathing, quickly. Lower back pain, sciatic nerve, motion sickness. You get driving somewhere, you're in a car too long, you get motion sickness and you get sick to your stomach. Who's that? Quickly, stand to your feet. Can't sleep at night. You're not sleeping at night. You're up and down all night. I see it. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, quickly. I think some of you are already standing, but go ahead. Stand up quickly. Diabetes. Scoliosis of the spine. Some kind of growth. Growths, any type of growths. Quickly, stand to your feet. Some kind of growth. You have pain behind the back of your eyes. When you look to see, you have pain in the back of the head because you have problems with your eyes. Who is that? Quickly. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Someone here, you, a lady, you have a growth in the breast area, up in that area. God wants to remove that from you. Here's another thing, suicidal thoughts. It doesn't mean you're going to do it. It just means you've been attacked with suicidal thoughts, like you despise life and you don't want to live anymore, and it's the enemy coming against you, just like that minister that I prayed for. It was broken off. You'll not leave here the same. Quickly, stand to your feet. Obey God. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Thank you. Put your eyes on God. Lift your hands up to the Lord now. Lethargy. Here's what I hear, lethargy. It seems like I'm just stuck. I can't break out of this place. I feel like I'm going in slow motion, and as much as I try to get out of this place, I feel stuck, like I'm in slow motion. Quickly, stand to your feet. I know that's God. I don't usually say things like that, the way he said it. Some kind of growth in the throat, a knot in the throat area. Pain in the right ear down through the throat, through here. Lower back pain, sciatic nerve. Okay, here's another thing. I'm going to say like I see it. You're like a time bomb waiting to go off. You got patience, and all of a sudden you go over and then bam, you just lose it and you have anger issues. Quickly, stand to your feet. Disobey God. Disobey God. Let every man be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, for the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Sciatic nerve. The right arm, the right shoulder, through the pinch, through the neck area, through the shoulder. I don't know who that is, but stand up quickly if that's you. Thank you, ma'am. Here's another thing I see, and I'm just going to call it out. You've been working very hard at rebuilding a bridge in a relationship, and you work so hard to get that thing to come back around, and all of a sudden, just one thing blew it all apart, and you're discouraged about it, and you're trying to get it back. Quickly, stand to your feet. It's just what I see. Say what I see. Depression. Here's what I hear. Some person, you've been mad at your mother for so many years, you've been holding resentment and anger against your mother because she hurt you. She wasn't there for you. She rejected you. She wasn't there for you. Stand to your feet. I got it. Lift your hands. Okay. Thank you. Here's another thing. You felt your entire life, you felt like you've been pushed around by other people. Now the anointing will protect you, that you will have the temple of God. You will follow the temple of God. Here's another thing, drug use, barbiturates, drug use, sedatives. Quickly, stand to your feet. Here's another thing, bad dreams at night. Right in the middle of the night, you have these tormenting dreams that come in. Darkness moves in and you have bad dreams. If that's you, stand to your feet. Here's another thing I see. Someone here, your vision, you have blotches, like blotches, black blotches. When you see it comes and you get blotched. Is that you, honey? Okay, good. Okay. Here's another thing. Might be a young person. I see you lipping off, shooting back with your lips, talking back to authority. God wants that to stop quickly. You know who it is. Stop with it. Here's another thing I see. Growing up, you had a little bit larger family with siblings, and you were stuck in the middle, sandwiched in, and you were felt like you were lost in the translation. You didn't get tension. You didn't feel like you had enough anybody invest in you, and you felt, ever since that time, you felt like, you know, I'm alone in life. Quickly, stand up if that fits you. All right, quickly, those that we called out, just come forward, and we're going to pray for you right now. Any ushers, you could just help me, okay? And we're going to pray and we're going to minister. And don't forget what we taught on, the anointing. The anointing. Just come forward, dear. Come forward. If you're here tonight and you are unable, like you have been unable to have a child with pregnancy, and you've struggled to bear children, and you've had a battle in that area, if that's you, and you want to have a child, of course you're married, of course. Let's lift our hands and thank God. Now just lift your hands to heaven and put your eyes on Jesus. Come on, put your eyes on Jesus. Drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes. I want to get free from that. Quickly. Ushers, you just follow me. There's so many good things that God has in store for you and your family, honey, just yet. Don't ever allow discouragement to overtake your soul or your heart. Now, God's moving in your family, and you've been praying, and he's doing good things. And you just keep sowing the good words with your lips and pray and keep speaking life. And if your baby gets sick, you put your hands on them and you pray, and I will heal them through you. Got it? All right, good. And the Lord says, life is so busy, it's like sometimes you're like you catch yourself going. But the Lord said, I want you to take a certain time and calmly settle down and spend time with me, and I will meet you and strengthen you and give you wisdom, and you will be so glad you had that special time with the Lord. Okay, you got it? Yeah. And he loves you so much. Now your back's being healed right now. Stay with her, guys. Stay behind her. They're there. Lift your hands up, champ. There it is right there. I know you face a lot of challenges with life. The difficulties are there with all of us, yeah. Finances will come to you as you sow seed and give to God. Just let him sit in the chair. Now, tonight, just let it go. Forgive. Let it go. Let that be removed from you this night. From this night forth, never again will the enemy have access to that again. Come forward just a step, honey. No fear. There's no fear. You're going to sleep good tonight, like you've never slept before. Peace. Good to see you, ma'am. What do you need from God?
I was the one with the blotches.
With the blotches.
I had a bunch of strokes.
And you did? Strokes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Left me not being able to see real well.
Okay. Can you look up there? Is that hard to see?
I can see it, but it's wavy.
Wavy.
Yeah.
Okay, now watch. Command your eyes to be made whole. In the power of the name of Jesus of Nazareth, for the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Now when you get up, you will look up and you will see perfectly. And I command diabetes to come out of her body now. Father, every stroke that the enemy came to try to kill her, to destroy her, you kept her alive by your grace. Thank you, Lord, for loving me, she's saying in her heart. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There were so many things the enemy tried to do to take you out, and yet you've endured it all. Stay there, you just stay there. Just stay there. And God loves you so much. He loves you so much. And you've worked hard all your life. And you've given God glory and you've worked hard for Him. And you will be rewarded for your obedience. You're going to sleep well tonight. There it is. In Jesus' name. Just let Him lay under the anointing. Come on down here, honey, because I don't want you to fall, and I want to use wisdom. What do you need, love?
Car sickness?
Okay. Okay.
And I've been having headaches.
You've been having headaches? Okay. What's wrong?
Well, I have this ear thing going
on. Okay. Father, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. And don't rush anybody up, okay? I mean, if you're smart, you'll stay under the anointing for a little bit. Take the anointing. Just take it. Just take it. Father, I pray for the baby that the motion sickness would go, and I command the headaches to depart from her. In the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth, we thank you for it now. Lift your hands and thank Him. Bring her over here. Come here, honey. Come here. Now, His hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Are you all married?
Yes, sir.
Okay, put your arms just around her. Just put your arms around her. Just hug her. Okay, I'm going to come back. Let's lift our hands. Lift your hands. Okay, lift your hands up, honey. Part from each other. Part from each other. In the name of Jesus. Fire! Come here, honey. I break that off of her now in Jesus' name, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Okay. Fire into him in Jesus' name. Now you work hard and you give yourself wholly to what you do. God sees your heart. And you want to work for the Lord. You want to be used by God, don't you?
Yeah.
And you've prayed, Lord, use me. And the enemy's come to assault and attack and to come against your life. But he's a liar and the father of lies. And you're going through a lot of changes right now. And sometimes that's really uncomfortable. Some of it has to do with age and transitions and different things. But don't look at what is happening with other people. Don't look at what other things are happening. Just stay you and God and let God do what He wants to do on His timetable. All your heart's desires are going to come to pass. Everything that's in your heart will come to pass by the hand of God, okay? All right, you just let Him do it and rest, okay? Yeah. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for a godly man for her in Jesus' name. So blessed. Now, depression, I break it off of her now. Be free! What do you need, ma'am?
Sciatic nerve.
Sciatic nerve? Okay. Don't rush anybody up, please. Just let them stand there. Just sit right there. What's wrong, honey?
I am having issues in my shoulder.
Shoulders?
My neck.
Okay, sit down.
My lower back.
Check your lower back. What do you need, honey?
Stomach, intestines.
Okay, intestines. Okay, all right. Now, Father, I thank you for healing her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Wow, I went into her quick. Just go sit right in that chair, sir. Right there. I'll come pray for you. What do you need from God?
Well, I need both knees replaced.
Okay.
My circulation, my back.
Okay. Now, Father, right now, thank you for this man. What is your name, sir?
Doug.
Doug, Father, I thank you for healing Doug right now. Yeah, he wants to be healed, he said. I want to be healed. Now, Father, touch his back. Say, I'm being healed right now.
I'm being healed right now.
Thank you, Father. Touch his knees, touch his back. I command the pain to come out of his body. Father, his vertebrae needs fixing. Yeah, you've been in so much pain, haven't you, you'd say. Yeah. You live in constant pain, you said, right? That's what you told me. Well, that's what you're thinking. You worry about your future. No, your future's good. The devil's a liar. Now, Father, touch him now and heal him in Jesus' name. Yeah, you don't want to hurt anymore. Now, I command the pain to come out now in Jesus' name. Yeah, I know. Your life is his, right? Yeah, you say, my life is yours, Lord.
My life is yours, Lord.
Yeah. Now just stay there, and the anointing's on you, sir. Let's lift our hands and thank God. Let's lift our hands. Don't rush anybody up. Honey, don't rush up yet. Stay under it. Just stay under it. Just stay under it. Okay. Put your legs out, honey. Okay. Okay. Relax. Relax. Where was your pain? Is it there now?
No.
It's not. You just got healed. It's gone. So just stand up. Let's lift our hands and thank God. Now turn around and face me, honey. Face me. Okay, guys. All right. No, you had problems in one of the shoulders?
Yeah.
It's all gone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're healed. Okay, guys. Okay. Put your legs out, honey. Okay. All right, relax, relax, relax. Too tight.
Okay.
Now, where was your pain?
It's up here mostly. Sometimes in my lower
back. Is it through the lower back?
Sometimes, but most of the time it's up in here.
Okay. Now, your neck's being healed right now.
Jesus.
You're going to feel warmth in there.
Jesus.
Told you. Have you ever felt that before like that? It's nice, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Feels good, like warmth, right?
Yes.
Like fire. Now go ahead and lift your arms up. You'll find you're free. All that pain's gone.
Jesus.
How great is that?
It's great.
That's the anointing, right?
Yes.
That's heaven. That's the cologne, the fragrance Jesus. Of the other realm that's come to touch you. It's Jesus. Now you just stay, you're healed. You can just get up and go back. You just lift up because that warmth, that heat's on you right now. That feels good, right?
Yes.
Go ahead and move. You, nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still warm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. It'll be on you all night long. You lay in bed, you'll feel that heat all night long. What do you need, sir?
Sleep.
Sleep? Okay, come here. Father, I thank you. What's your name, sir?
Tim.
Tim. Father, I thank you for my brother, Tim. Sleep in Jesus' name. Stay behind him. Come here, honey. Come here. What's wrong?
I have a visual deficit from a stroke.
Visual stuff from a stroke.
Plus, I also have what you call orthostatic hypotension, where my blood pressure drops when I stand.
Okay. All right. Can you take your glasses and just like hold them in your hand or something? Okay. Well, Father, I thank you for her vision being restored. Father, any damage from the stroke to her body or to her eyes or to her body, completely whole from the top of her. There it is right there. What do you need, honey? The throat? Okay. Come here for a minute. Just put your, you know her. Put your hand on her throat. Now, Father, right now, in Jesus' name,
Heal her throat now in Jesus' name. There it is. What do you need, honey? Come over here. Come over here. Okay. Honey, what is your name? What is your name? Your name.
Alicia.
Alicia. That all lifted off you, right? That heaviness?
Yeah.
It's nice, right?
It is.
Okay, great. All right, lift your hands. What do you need, honey?
It's that we're stuck. No matter what we do, no matter how much promotion, composition, we're stuck.
Okay.
It doesn't change.
You talking about finances?
Finances, just, yeah.
Okay. So I hear 1 Samuel 5:20 that David fought a battle at Pezerim, and as the rivers flowed, he called it the Lord of the Breakthrough. 2 Samuel 5:20. If you want to break out financially, sow a seed above what you've ever done. It will blow the daylights out of the control factor of the enemy. But Father, I thank you for the next level.
Jesus.
I pray for a breakthrough in the realm of the Spirit. Breakthrough! In Jesus' name. There it is, right there. Just take the anointing. Just take the anointing. Come here, honey. Come here, love. Come here. Come over here. Don't touch Brother Tim. He's going to sleep well tonight, man. What's wrong, honey?
My questions are about the place with growth.
With what?
Growth.
Okay, all right. Father, I thank... What's your name, honey? Faith, nice. Okay, that's the answer. Father, I thank you for faith right now. I thank you. You said she walks by faith and not by sight. Thank you that her emotions are free in Jesus' name. What do you need, honey?
Everything.
Everything? Okay, that's fair. Okay, get behind her, guys. What is your name?
Kristen.
Mm-hmm. Father, thank you for Kristen. You work awfully hard. Now, Father, give her supernatural strength, refreshment tonight. Heal her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet in Jesus' name. Respiratory. That's what I heard, respiratory. All right, lift your hands up. Put your hands on her chest area. Now get behind her now. Now, in the name of Jesus, I command the lungs to be opened. Now, in Jesus' name. Now remember, life and death in the power of your tongue, so speak life always. Declare the word over your situation. Now be healed in Jesus' name. All right, let's thank God. Let's thank God. Female parts are being healed right now. I don't know what that is, female.
She's freedom, free from the sexual abuse.
Yeah, okay. Just hang on, okay? I have to follow the Holy Spirit, so just hang on, sweetheart. Just stay there. You can stay there. It's fine. Okay, guys, turn and look at me. Come here. The Father, I thank you. What is your name, sir?
Ezra.
Okay. Father, I thank you for this mighty man of God. I thank you for your power that flows into him, in Jesus' name. I break all depression, every oppressive thought that's come against her, in Jesus' name, be free. What do you need, sweetheart?
I'm here for my eyes.
Your eyes. Okay, take your glasses off for a minute. Just put them in your pocket or something. Okay. In the name of Jesus. Brother Philip, will you help me pray with them? Will you help me pray with us right there? Yeah. Yeah, you can just pray with them, okay? Was it the stomach? Intestines? Okay. All right. Now, Father, and come on over here because they're distracting me. I can't stay in the flow with that right now. Okay. Now, Father, I thank you from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. The divine healing power of God functions and flows through her. Like a magnet, the power of God's drawn to her quickly. She receives the power of God. It flows into her quickly. She's a recipient of the, stay behind her, the life of God in Jesus' name. Be healed, be healed, be healed. Fresh oil, fresh power, fresh anointing, fresh fire. Now let's thank God. How's your eyes? Perfect, right? They're perfect, right? Everything's perfect. The devil's a loser. Let's thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Grandma, what's wrong with your body? Problem with your knee?
No, I've got drop foot.
A drop foot? Okay. Now, when I was driving here, I was praying in the Spirit, and the Lord said there'll be coming with someone that will come in with a stroller, and that's you. And that God said, I'm going to heal her tonight. Okay? You believe that? You do, don't you? Now, what is the problem with the drop foot? What happens with it?
I had back surgery.
You did?
When I had back surgery, it left me with a drop
foot. Okay.
When I came home, I was in a wheelchair.
Okay. Well, this is
so
your night.
Waited for this.
Okay. Hang on. Okay. Just put that there for a minute. Okay. Put your legs out for me, okay? Okay. Now, relax. Can you look over here, sweetheart? Look over here. You see how short you're? Look at your leg, how short it is. You see how short it is? Now watch. You feel that? Mm-hmm. Now they're both coming out. Now, where was your pain? Where was it?
I don't have a lot of pain.
You don't?
I don't have feeling in my legs.
Oh, okay. Well, your legs were all twisted and bent, this one in particular, and it was shorter. Now both of the legs are growing out. Now, right now, you're going to start feeling warmth in your legs, and the feeling will all come back. Watch. There it is. What was your name again?
My name's Glenna.
Glenna?
Mm-hmm.
Aww. He's healing you now, honey. He's healing you. Well, you can get right up and walk if you want. You can just get right up and walk if you want. The power of God's here. Do you think that God would have showed you to me if he didn't want to heal you tonight? Okay, so then why don't you just stand up? Go ahead, just stand up. You're fine. See? Just go ahead and stand up. You just haven't walked in a while, but you're fine. Go ahead. See? Look. Told you. Is that your son?
No.
Who is that?
It's a friend.
Aww.
And I promised him a dance if I could walk.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Now, don't dance with him. She couldn't walk. She couldn't walk, but now they're dancing. Looky there. Isn't that beautiful? You can walk now. And you got feeling in your legs.
Yeah, I can feel like he's.
Of course. You can feel, of course. Keep dancing, sister. Stay close. Come on, y'all keep dancing. She hadn't walked in a while. Looky there. Do a little twist and twirl. Okay. All right, keep dancing. Don't be too Lawrence Welk with her. Give her a little room, all right? When you hadn't walked in years, you know, give her a little bit of time to stretch her legs. She's starting to spin her, you know? Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and thank God. That blesses me. Thank you. Glenna, you're healed, honey. You got feeling in your legs right now. Glenna, you got feeling in your legs. That's nice. Walk her back up here. When I was driving here tonight, I saw a woman in a stroller, and the Lord said, I'm going to heal her tonight. So she's the only one with a stroller. So I guess she's the one. And look at her. Yay. Isn't that beautiful? Yay. How beautiful is that? Are you excited you came tonight? You are, aren't you? And you can feel in your legs. Aw, how great is that? Give her another little dance, will you? Couldn't feel her legs. One of her legs, her left leg, grew up probably about 2.5 to 3 inches about. Now she can feel in her legs. That's pretty good, right? Put some Lawrence Welk music on. Isn't she lovely? Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Now, where can you get this? Only the anointing. The anointing. Glenna, you're healed, honey. Now, you hadn't used those muscles in a while, so they're a little stiff, but she's healed. She's miraculously healed.
Amen.
It's
It's like you are. God, the anointing went into you. You can tell, right? Amen. The pain's leaving you, right? Yes. Amen. Your strength's coming back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and thank God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can see now, right? Perfect, right? There's no blotchy, no nothing, right? Are you excited? Where's your grandson? Right there's your grandson.
Yes, I wanted to be able this summer to be able to get out and play with him in the yard.
Now you can. Right? Hallelujah. Well, let's lift our hands and thank God. Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory and honor that's due unto your matchless name. We thank you, Lord, that we're the head, not the tail, above everything, not beneath it. We thank you for the anointing. I pray fresh oil. I pray for everyone here. Arthritis is being healed right now in hands. Hands, in the hands, they're being healed right now. I think it's that lady in the back corner. Do you have arthritis in your hands? Yeah. Yeah, you do. Come up here. I looked right over and I saw her. Boom, just like a laser beam. Boom. Come over here, honey. You have pain in the hands? Stiffness, right? They're stiff.
Stiff here, and they're constantly numb.
Yeah, numb and constantly. Okay, put your hands in mine. Now watch. Now I command feeling to come back, the anointing to, man, quicken to her. Honey, your hands are going to start feeling like heat. See? Move them. There's no pain in there anymore. The stiffness is gone. Now you can slap the devil upside the head. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed tonight? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to have you come pray. We'll be here Sunday night, and so we'll have another wonderful service. Amen. How many of you were blessed tonight? Amen. All right. Stay down there, honey. Stay for a minute. Stay under the anointing.
Praise God, first of all. Boy, thank God for night two. Amen. 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 Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Now, I want to remind each and every one of you that Brother D'Amico will be back with us Sunday night, 2 days from now, Sunday night at 6:30. We're going to have our final service with him. So I want as many of you to come out as you possibly can. Even if you've received a miracle, bring people with you, tell people what happened, and be a part of this because we love you and we just want to see the kingdom of God grow, and we want to see people blessed, and we want to see people touched and lives changed. Amen? So I just thank each and every one of you for being here. We're just going to say a prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this night and all that you've done. And God, I just thank you that as people go, you keep them safe as they go home. And God, we just declare your goodness and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.